This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Taliban delegation has traveled to Moscow and held talks with the Russian officials Friday, a week after the United States abruptly called off a year-long peace dialogue with the insurgent group over U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. The chief Taliban negotiator, Sher Mohammad Abbas Stanikzai, who is leading the insurgent delegation, told Russia Today Television his team had hammered out a formal agreement with American negotiators and the two sides together with Qatar, which hosted and mediated the talks, were preparing for a deal signing ceremony when President Trump surprisingly declared the process as dead. Last Saturday, the president called off the talks in his secretly arranged meetings at Camp David. Stanikzai stressed in his interview to the Russian broadcaster, the Taliban is committed to return to the negotiating table because the conflict in Afghanistan has no other solution. He also added that the Taliban is prepared to fight 100 more years if the American side is not willing to negotiate and they do not want peace on the table. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan assured residents of disputed Kashmir on Friday that he will expose what he called India's oppression and human rights violations in the region when he addressed the UN General Assembly later this month. He warns that India's recent actions concerning the disputed region of Kashmir will give rise to extremism among Muslims in India and around the world. He made the comments in a speech. And Pakistan held Kashmir, his first there since India revoked Kashmir's special status 5 weeks ago. About 20,000 people took part in that rally. He told the crowd they should not march towards the line of control which separates the Pakistani and Indian sides. This is VOA News. An explosion and fire has struck a major Saudi Aramco oil, the processing facility in the kingdom's east. Online videos include the sound of gunfire in the background. Smoke rose over the skyline and glowing flames could be seen a distance away. State media and Saudi Arabia did not immediately report on that incident. The Dubai-based satellite channel first acknowledged the blaze, citing its own correspondent in the area. Saudi Aramco describes its oil processing facility as the largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. It has been targeted in the past by militants. Al-Qaeda claimed suicide bombers tried but failed to attack the oil complex in February of 2006. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning Europe to share the refugee burden or face a new wave of migrants as Turkey fears a new influx of Syrian refugees. According to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, 8,100 migrants arrived at the Greek islands in August. Some signs of progress in the ongoing trade war between the United States and China ahead of a new round of talks scheduled for next month.
A Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods ahead of trade negotiations. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Actress Felicity Huffman is sentenced to 14 days in federal prison for her role in a sweeping college admissions bribery scandal. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Felicity Huffman entered the federal court accompanied by her husband, actor William H. Macy, and her brother. Besides getting 14 days in federal prison, the actress was also sentenced to a year of supervised release, 250 hours of community service, and a $30,000 fine. The judge said she knew what she was doing was wrong and trying to be a good mother doesn't excuse her. The actress had said she just wanted to help her daughter get into a good college and admitted paying $15,000 to have a proctor correct her daughter's SAT exam. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.